Not on these, no, they were put in when they did the water line.
I thought we did some kind of.
No, no, no.
I think that's a final decision for the board, but I'm. There's a reason that they stopped charging the fee, so clearly, clearly there must have been an acknowledgement that, okay, we got this money, we're not gonna charge the fee.
No, we literally had a copy of the letter where they acknowledged it, yeah.
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 We sent that.
Yeah, and now it's like, okay, now we're gonna charge you $8,800 a year. Actually, it's more than $8,800 a year.
So I guess we'll discuss this more at the joint meeting, but we, at least we heard what you had to say, and it's still not a, no compelling reason there.
No.
There's no compelling reason to pay $8,800 for those hydrants. It doesn't cost them $8,800 a year to maintain 19 fire hydrants.
Definitely from what I see of new one, flush them twice a year.
And that's what this is.
I'd like to see a breakdown of how they arrived at the cost.
Yeah, yeah, I think we all would, good, thanks.
I mean, is this a service fee, that all the money goes to the service? Are they looking to make a profit from this? You know, what's going on?
This is gonna go right into their working capital, this is not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's restricted funding.
No, no.
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 But it will be if we tax it.
Right, will it? Is that a function of how we write up the tax, Tony? Okay, so I guess moving on. Go ahead.
Have we, is enough now or what?
I think we've beat it enough for the time being.
I got another question then.
Okay.
I'd like to hear more about this mutual aid problem with the ambulance. Considering that we get mutual aid from Milford Borough, correct?
It's not really mutual aid from Milford Borough. We have a combined department with Milford Borough.
Okay, and Milford Borough has how many ambulances?
One.
One.
So when that ambulance is in an accident or breaks down, where do we get our aid from?
We either get it from Dingman Township or Westfall Township. Normally, the closest available.
When our guys don't have anyone to go out and the department goes offline, when we don't have paid people, we have mutual aid covering us.
I believe there's a memorandum of understanding of all of the emergency services.
All Pike County. There is.
So to answer Bill's question, it can come from anywhere.
Wherever's available. Yeah. Right.
Whoever has the available.
Close is available.
Right.
Okay. And my understanding is Milford always had multiple ambulances until this last purchase. Is that correct?
They always had it up until they had the COVID.
Yeah.
I think Bill's asking about the units.
They always had two for up until about a couple years ago.
Are you sure they don't have two right now? Because
they have one right now.
Did the new one arrive yet?
No.
Okay. So they've ordered another one with grant dollars that Representative Adams and Senator Baker were able to get, but I don't think it's arrived yet, Bill.
Okay, but we are gonna have two ambulances.
Well, their intent may be at some point that one of those be retired, but I think that they're definitely looking to make sure that they have a second ambulance, a backup. And I know that Dingman has made an ambulance available to them in the past because they have more than one when they had a repair issue and they were out of service.
Yes. Westfall only has one ambulance also.
That answer your question, Bill?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, sir. We were discussing fiscal control policy during the workshop, and I think we're going to table that and discuss it further at next meeting. So I'm going to make a motion that we table fiscal control policies to the next workshop.
I'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 PSAT's voting delegate. I guess you want to be that?
I think I'm the only person going.
Yeah, I'll make a motion that Rachel be appointed our voting delegate at the PSAT training.
I'll second that.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. The legislative conference, the legislative reception at PSATs is the same time as our second meeting in April. Just FYI. Not that, I mean, we don't even have a state rep right now. Not the end of the world.
No. Ratification of the application for the county EMS matching funds.
I'll make a motion that we ratify our amended application to the county for EMS matching funds, which they have already approved.
I will second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Resignation of Assistant Secretary Treasurer. Authorization advertised for Assistant Secretary Treasurer. I'll make a motion that we accept the resignation of our Assistant Secretary Treasurer.
Before we go any further, did she make the comment about helping out if needed?
She might have made a comment, but we have nothing in writing.
Okay.
Correct?
She asked me if that would be possible.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure before we...
I think if she wants to help out if we need her, I think she has to do that in writing.
All right.
So I'll make a motion, we accept the resignation of Secretary Treasurer.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 I have another motion I'd like to make at the same time here, that the name of our Secretary Treasurer, who is on our... on all of our bank accounts, be removed immediately.
The Assistant Secretary Treasurer.
Yes, the Assistant Secretary Treasurer.
Who's resigned. I'll second that motion.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So passed. I'll make a motion that we authorize the advertiser for a new Assistant Secretary Treasurer.
I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 So passed. Considering the hiring of an engineering firm for second opinion on Act 537 plan.
I have had several conversations with Mr. Shepstone in reference to this. The long and the short of it is that with the initial letter, or with the second letter from DEP, there are certain things that are problematic with the application. The bottom line is there's no engineering firm without the supervisors actually asking that is gonna. They don't want to paint a bad picture for another engineering firm. But there are absolutely engineering firms that are out there. So I took it one step further, and I asked the question, how feasible is it for Milford Township to do a 537 plan with a pass-through that's not going to interfere with anybody else? And there's no issue with that whatsoever. Now, the issue that we have is the cooperation of the other people that you're involved with already with the plan that you've got in front of you. But quite frankly, there's a couple flags that were put up. One is, I really would not like to beat up on the Milford Water Authority so much, but Milford Water Authority reiterated at the last meeting that I was at with them that they are not going to use HRG as their engineering firm when they get to sewer. They are going to use their own engineering firm.
point blank.
To design a system.
Huh?
To design the system.
To design the system, to do implementation, to do the, so we've hired an engineering firm that represents Westfall Sewer. The partner to Westfall Sewer has no intention of using their engineering firm. That's to correct. Me, that's telling in some respects. Now, I don't know what the reasoning is or where they are with that, but given that reason, for us to not have a second opinion on this plan now is sort of silly. The handwriting's on the wall. And every time we say state, not me, but every time it's stated that we want to be a pass-through and we don't want to hinder anybody that would want to participate, it's either ignored or it's made a big deal of. And what I mean a big deal is they're saying now that if somebody wants to join in, that they're going to have to write their own 537 plan just to get on the pipe. Now that's number one, not the way that it works, I don't believe. And secondly, even if it is, it's overburdensome to the applicant. So I asked the question, can the township do their own 537 plan in a reasonable amount of time and have a pass-through, say they can run their pipe and we're not going to interfere? And the answer was yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
To get engineers to put their name and to write a letter, the supervisors have to request that. And I understand the professional ramifications of that. You know, they don't want to just start right out of the gate criticizing another professional firm. But if they're asked, then that'll be done. So,
Kevin, I'll follow up. I also spoke with Todd and about this, and he and I agreed that he had a name and I have a name, and we both agreed that either one, if they were asked to do so, would probably render an opinion as to the feasibility of the existing 537 plan being adopted and the feasibility of the township doing their own. And of course, if they're asked to do so and hired to do so, they'll do so. But they don't want to criticize the other.
Yeah, they don't want to get involved. So I would encourage the supervisors to ask Mr. Shepstone to get a disinterested third party opinion about the current plan, and then a simple recommendation as to what the result should be for the township. It, quite frankly, it sounds to me like we could do our own 537 plan, take care of the outlying part of the township, fulfill our obligation for our 10-year thing for the 537 plan, and there'll be no harm, no foul to anybody else. And I can't see. They still haven't given us what kind of money they want to join in on the. And I'm sorry, Bob, but I didn't have time to call you about this because this conversation with Mr. Shepstone all happened today.
Yeah.
So.
Now, this was something that was already.
Talked about it. So, you know, but I mean, Bob and I, we're the ones that are asked to represent the 537, so I don't want to leave Bob out of what we're doing. But we did discuss this, not into that detail. So. I don't know if I'm speaking too cryptically or if you have what you need or...
No, I don't think you are. I think you're analyzing it in a way that needs to be analyzed.
We've had the
Scenic Rural Preservation Grant, which is what I know when I applied upon behalf of certain people, they weren't able to get a grant. You know, they spent $140,000 and they've got an 11-page letter from the head of the department saying what's wrong with the plan. So, and it's 4 years now. It's not like it's the second bite at the apple. So it's not like it hasn't been coming. I sincerely think that they're in breach of the grant contract.
I'm not a lawyer, but I would agree.
The grant contract or HRG's contract with the county? HRG's contract, yeah.
See, here's where we're all going with this.
Mm-hmm.
And this is only my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to figure out who's wrong, who should pay, who should just... I think we just need to... Fisher cut bait. I think we just need to do our own thing.
Correct.
and make sure that we're not going to get hurt by any other agreement that we have. Make sure that we're not bound to something else that's going to cost us the same amount of money. But I foresee us doing it this way for less money.
Me too.
I
mean, the average
537... It's not going to be cheap, but...
No, the average 537 plan is usually around six figures, but... I mean, they've got 140 in, and they haven't even gotten one accepted yet, let alone reviewed.
Right, but...
So are you saying if we did our own, you would expect it to cost six figures?
Oh, absolutely.
I didn't get that impression.
Well, the name that Tom gave me, I can assure you it will be close to it.
Well, if we got that, then that's not doable.
No.
No.
I'd like to make a motion that we check into an engineering firm to take a look at what we have in the 537 plan and also get some pricing on making our own 537 plan.
I think you should have an opinion on the current plan.
That's what I just said, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Okay, so you want a cost on what it would be to get an opinion?
And a cost on implementing the 537 plan.
I can do that. I can send it to two, and they're both recommended by our community planning agency.
I'll second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, moving
now,
on.
Can I take a moment to back up to our map again, since Kevin's here now?
Yep.
Sure.
Just to verify what I had said before, me and Kevin had been to the planning office a few times, and the last map that me and Kevin showed him was the 91 map with the two changes on it. And that was it, and they were supposed to give us that. Actually, they were supposed to give us the 91 map without the changes, so we could go ahead again and make the change, but we did it. We had already done it, so we were going back. Correct, Kevin?
Yeah. All right.
Quite frankly, what does Mr. Marcinski have to say about this?
I don't know.
This is Melford Township's zoning map.
Right.
It's the opinion of the Planning Commission solicitor that is our zoning map. So where, and then the other night at the Water Authority meeting, I was informed by the Water Authority Board that we don't have a zoning map, so they should do it for us because they want to put their overlays in it. So where is this, where are we getting this pushback from? It's not county planning's, I know I'm out of place here, but it's not county planning's place to tell us we do or don't have a map.
The only thing they raised...
They're a repository for our map.
Yeah, the only thing they raised was that the 1991 map as reconstructed doesn't match the 1991 map that was on file in their office.
And we've gone back across what they want to do 10 times to make them understand it.
Right, so just for your edification, Wayne, we're talking about a map like that, in that level of detail, being the original map, versus a GIS-based, property-by-property, clearly delineated map that wasn't available at that time.
The 91 map is the official map. Everybody agreed on that.
I went through one by one what their comments were and what was in the file. And I went through it and I had a conversation with the head of community planning. And basically he said that that's not what's shown on our map. They have to show us.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but they never had a colored copy of our map.
No, they have a grayscale.
A grayscale.
They admitted that.
And they told us it was too vague to read.
Mike didn't say that, but Brian admitted that it's a grayscale.
It's time that they tell us who the party is that has such a concern with our map, and we address that person. Let's get over this. It's
a total headache for me.
But we don't have applicants that are concerned about their properties. We haven't had any conflicts over I don't get the issue.
The changes that they're putting in there that there's no record of because 86 to 91 they didn't change.
Okay, so if 86 to 91 didn't change, then why is he saying that it's listed as LG in 91 and it was on the 86, it was...
I have no idea why they're saying that. Okay. Because when me and Kevin left the last time we were there, we were all in agreement.
Well, you read the same letter I did.
Yeah, I know.
So isn't that what they're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think you and Ray went back one more time after the last time we were there. We've been there so many times, I know.
Okay.
Do we need to all get in a room with them?
I think I need to go down there and get in a room with them. Because
I'll be glad to.
Yeah, and Bob said he would accompany me too. So
you know, it's come down to there's only, and we left alone the property down here on the river for that purpose.
Yep.
Which they had talked about changing. So
they did change it. And then they say that they can't find the change. That's...
Well,
we didn't change it.
The only ones that are important are the Metzger property and Quick property.
And they're both documented.
And clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Right.
And then the
two properties up by Shahola, not Hickory Hills. Hickory Hills was a mistake when it was colored in.
Yeah, and that's obvious. I mean,
yeah.
it's a subdivision.
It says it right in the minutes.
Somebody put the wrong color on. Give me a break.
That was the change in the 99 with the other two properties on the map.
I'll be glad when you get there, give me a call. And we'll
I will. I will.
Let's just try to.
Thank you. Thank you both. I appreciate it.
But the bottom line is what problem are we having? Does the zoning officer have an issue?
No.
No. Don't know what the issue is. Every time we go up there and get it squared away, it changes.
Yeah, and then they send a letter directed to the township saying, well, please document these changes.
They made the map.
I know.
Is the right not talking to the left in that office? Yeah.
I'm not sure.
I'm not, you know.
All I know is that it's been a headache going through all those old papers.
Well, this...
Right down.
Thank you all.
All right.
The logo's not on here.
Huh?
The logo's not on here.
What?
The logo.
The meeting room?
No, the logo.
All right, we can move on.
Request to use the meeting room on April 25th, 2024 by Hickory Hills.
They usually just supply us with what?
Certificate of insurance.
That's it, right? As
yeah.
long as we get the certificate of insurance, I make a motion to let them use the room on April 25th.
I will second that motion. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Thank you, everybody, for being here.
Good
I'm
night,
sorry.
Kevin.
I apologize for giving you agita.
That's okay, Kevin.
It's your job.
That's all you want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next on is sign message versus special and primary. election. I'd like to see Rachel and I would like to see up there just the message that it says all voters, April 23rd, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion. We have this put on our board out front.
As long as we have all the letters, I second it.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
We should have all those letters.
Aye.
Aye. Yeah, if when I thought about Independence 2, then I thought we might not have all those letters. But
I don't know what we
I think
have.
It's going to be a very confusing election.
Yes, it
for
is.
Folks, particularly yes. Independents who normally can't vote or other third-party candidates, you know, a third-party affiliated voters who normally can't vote on the primary election day in a year when we already have the primary election being a month earlier than it normally is. So, you know, our sign is a very, very visible sign, and I just thought it would really help a lot of people to know.
And it was amazing how many people don't understand the representative position on that, too.
Right, to have
two votes
for that seat. And they're voting in two different ways.
I've already heard from other municipalities. Oh, no, one votes in April,
right.
The other votes in November. No, they're both in April.
Yep.
Well, one vote
for
who's going to have the seat
right.
is now. And
but they're thinking.
Then it's only a primary runoff that's also in April. So there's two votes
right.
April 23rd.
April 23rd.
And another vote in November.
A lot of them thought it was one vote in April 23rd.
Right. Right. Well, it's one vote for who's going to go there for the rest of the year.
Right.
Right.
No, but I mean, one vote in that in the rep's position.
Right. Right.
A lot of them got confused.
So, I don't know what happened to the
local. On a special election, regardless of what your party affiliation is,
you can vote.
You can vote for either candidate.
She always was.
Oh, Mary Murray?
Yeah.
If you come in,
she forgot to put herself on the ballot.
Oh, you get a whole separate ballot
just
for the special election. No primary ballot.
Since Laura Lyer was elected, she's been doing that.
That's right.
Right.
The only ones that really
and
have to worry about it are
running for office every year. So.
When they walk in, they'll do that. They'll say, here's your ballot. It's going to be just basically one little box with.
I don't know what happened to the logo. It was supposed
I'm
to
just
be
saying,
on the agenda.
Just in talking to people, they're very confused about it.
Oh, wait. It was
the way,
on
the way it works.
Not, it was on the first one I saw.
Okay.
Oh, this one.
Oh, no. That is going to cost money, isn't it?
What?
Logo.
No.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's not on either one.
Where are we?
We're at the end.
We're at the bottom of the agenda. I was looking for the logo, which was supposed to be on here, but it's not on here. So I was looking to see if it was on the agenda that was on the website or not.
No, because I think this is the one from the website.
Yeah, I read something about just your email is what I read.
Yeah.
I like that a lot. We need to have an executive session.
Right.
Personnel.
And the matter that Bob mentioned earlier.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, what do you want to do? I guess we'll put the logo on the next agenda.
Sorry.
Do we need to put it on the agenda, or can we just put it on there because it's not costing us something?
I think the point was to put it on, you're supposed to amend the agenda at the beginning of the meeting.
Yeah.
Right, so
but
that should have
sailed
a little bit.
But is that just part of setting up the website, though, isn't it part of that?
No, that'd be a Tony question.
Is that just part of setting up the website?
Yeah, it's part of his contract, right?
It's part of his contract.
No.
It's not, okay.
It's not part of his contract. He volunteered to do it for free at no additional cost.
It's de minimis.
It's de minimis. So we could amend the agenda even now.
Yeah.
We probably shouldn't do that with Bob out of the room. But when he comes back in the room, I suppose we could.
It's de minimis.
Do you want to bring it up on the screen, the logo?
Sure.
I like it.
Okay, go. Well, you got to wait for Bob, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll wait for both of you to come back, I guess.
No, we'll do not.
I like that.
In there. I like that. I told her that the other day when she showed me. I said, the only thing I do is separate Milford and Township.
And she did.
Yeah, she did.
I like that.
So this is good. A combination of two people's work, well, sort of three people's work. The map came from county planning. They've signed off that we have the right to use it. And the top piece came from our web designer. And then the bottom piece was artwork. And we have an assignment agreement giving us the exclusive rights to the artwork. It does have a fee in it, but that was a fee that my husband and I were paying. We engaged the art to be done because what we got back initially was really, you couldn't tell what it was. So we got feedback from Mike Marzinski that he thought the mountains were not the right shape of mountains for our area. And Shahana gave me the feedback that she thought it was too green. But so what we were discussing is Tony said, since it's de minimis and there's no cost to the township, we could amend the agenda to add this item, even at this point in the meeting, if we wanted to. So I'll make a motion that we amend the agenda to add the logo item.
And we'll second that. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So approved.
So what do you guys think?
I like it.
It goes on the website?
It would go on the website. We could potentially put it on the wall. We could potentially put it on shirts. We could. It would
letterheads.
Letterhead. Yeah, it would be for our exclusive
baseball,
use.
Golf caps.
Whatever we want. I mean, really, whatever we
I like
want
it.
And want to pay for.
I like it. I don't know about comment on the mountains.
Yeah, Mike Rosinski said he didn't think that the shape of the mountains was the shape that our mountains are. And Shahana's feedback was that it was too green.
I like it. I would get rid of the last set of mountains there.
Yeah.
That last.
Get rid of that last set of mountains and.
Which last yep. set?
The very faded ones in the
back. Super faded
the lighter,
ones.
The lighter one. Yeah.
And that's Gray Towers down there, right?
Yeah. That's Gray Towers, right? That's original artwork. So we have the approval for each of these pieces to be available for our use. We don't have any licensing issues. We have an assignment agreement here from, this was my stepdaughter did the Gray Towers art, which my husband and I are gonna pay her for. She's an artist. But we do have an official agreement, and she's already executed it. So and either of you could execute it to be receiving. And as I said, there's a fee in it, but the fee would be paid by me and my husband. And she did make the change of moving the Milford and the township apart, which is a little bit different than the way the web designer provided it to us.
I like it.
Yep.
So do you want to go back to Pete and ask him to remove the mountains in the faded mountains in the back? Or, I mean, I'm just afraid.
Either that or just lower them and kind of make them flatter. Whatever. But we really don't have like peak mountains like that.
But they're not peaks.
The ones in the background are.
The one at the very back is. But, you know, I mean, it kind of depends on your perspective a little bit. If if you're out at the school and you're looking up
when
at
you're
the
looking
face,
through there.
You know.
That's Westfall, though. You want it to look back Milford.
Yeah, but you're looking this way.
The trees. It depends on the trees.
Yeah, no, I mean, it looks good the way it is.
Really, it's symbolic, right?
Yes.
It's symbolic. You recognize that it's supposed to mean mountains.
Yep.
That's how I
mean, personally, I'm fine with it the way it is.
Me too.
Okay.
How about a vote?
A motion?
I'll make a motion. We accept the logo as it's presented to you tonight.
And the licensing agreement?
And the licensing.
Okay. Tony looked that over?
Yeah. Yes, he did.
I did.
All right. I'll second it.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 And it's not a conflict because I don't make any money.
No.
I'm paying the money. So.
Okay.
I'm sorry, can I just, if I could, so you approved the licensing of it, and what else, I'm sorry?
The assignment of the artwork to the township, and the adoption of the logo itself.
Okay.
That's
good.
At this time, I'll make a motion, we pay the bills, and go to an executive session for personnel.
I just asked one question on the resignation of assistant secretary treasurer. Who was that person?
Barbara Schiavone, who's been here since November.
I'm sorry, what's her name again?
Barbara. Mm-hmm. Schiavone.
Schiavone. Is that right?
Schiavone. We have the letter here. Best for me not to guess. Schiavone.
Okay. Thank you.
I'll second the motion to go to executive session.
Did they go there?
No, but Gary said he had to go to the
bathroom.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think they both went that way, but that's what Gary said, so. One of you guys has to sign this because I don't want to sign it.
You second your motion to go to the executive session. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. That's the licensing agreement to receive the artwork.
It's distinctive.
I think it's very nice.
I think it'll be very nice for Milford Township to have something that really gives us a little bit more of an identity.
Oh, can I ask one last question? I'm sorry. The signage for the election that you were just talking about a few moments ago. How does that work? Is that going to be a sign put
over?
You
see the board out front?
Yeah.
The big board. It's going to be on the message board.
It's going to be on the message board.
It's electronic?
No.
Okay.
People just drive by.
Okay. I got it.
It's like those old-fashioned plastic letters.
Yeah, I saw that. But in other words, so it would go on top of that? Or where would that go?
There's slots in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Personnel.
And a matter of potential litigation.
And a matter of potential litigation. Everything was taken care of, so.
I'll make a motion that we adjourn.
I will second that motion.
All right.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So fast.
Thank you all.